Welcome back to the Ember Program podcast series, brought to you by the Flagstaff Group, a disability enterprise supporting life skills and employment for people with disability. The Ember Preparability podcast is designed to help people with disabilities create an emergency plan and to be prepared for potential disasters. In this episode, we'll be discussing the importance of implementing and testing your emergency plan. Putting your plan into action and practicing it regularly will ensure that you're well prepared to handle emergencies. So, it's time to take your emergency plan from paper to practice. By implementing and testing your plan, you'll gain confidence in your ability to respond effectively during emergencies. Let's get started. Review and update your plan. Before implementing your plan, it's important to review and update it regularly. Talk to your family, friends, neighbours, or carers about your plan and see if they can suggest anything else to add or how to make it better. Keep it current. Review your plan at least once a year or whenever there are significant changes in your living situation, support network, or health conditions. Incorporate feedback. If you've encountered any challenges or received feedback from a practice run or actual emergency in the past, use that information to improve your plan. Share your plan with others. Communicating your emergency plan with your support network is crucial for a coordinated response. Share your plan with those who will be involved in implementing the plan. That includes family members, friends, carers, and neighbours. Clarify roles and responsibilities. Clearly communicate to each individual within your support network, ensuring everyone understands their task during such a time. Consider organising a meeting to discuss the plan with your support network and address any questions or concerns that they may have. Practice your plan. Practice makes perfect. Regularly testing your emergency plan will help you identify any gaps or areas for improvement. Consider these points. Emergency drills. Conduct emergency drills with your support network, simulating different scenarios and practicing evacuation and other necessary actions. Timing and efficiency. Pay attention to the time it takes to execute different parts of your plan. Identify ways to streamline and improve efficiency. Adaptability. Test your plan's adaptability by simulating various scenarios and introducing unexpected elements to see how well you can adjust your response. Start with simple drills and gradually increase their complexity to challenge yourself and your support network. Document your drills, noting any issues or improvements that need to be addressed. Stay informed and updated. Informed preparation is the key to effective emergency planning. Information about what is happening through a disaster is available by listening to local news, weather alerts, and emergency announcements. ABC Radio has dedicated news reports during emergencies in their local areas. Community resources. Familiarise yourself with community programs that are available to people with disabilities during such a time. Sign up for local emergency alerts and notifications and receive real-time information on potential risks and recommended actions. Have apps installed on your devices like Hazards Near Me, Australian Fires, and again, ABC Radio. Local councils have information on their website and social media pages. In the Shoalhaven region in New South Wales, electronic community notice boards are available across 26 community halls and showgrounds. If you're local to that region, you might like to familiarise yourself with where your nearest hub is located. If you're not certain or you don't understand what is happening during an emergency, ask your family, carers, or neighbours to fill you in on what is happening. Some communities have a register with their local emergency unit. You can register and say that you need help. You can also check with your disability providers to see how they alert people during emergencies. By implementing and testing your emergency plan, you are taking proactive steps to ensure your safety and the effectiveness of your response during such a time. Well done! You've just taken another important step in the completion of your emergency plan. In the next podcast episode, we'll discuss the importance of communication during emergencies and explore acting early when required to evacuate. The Ember Preparability Program has been created specifically to support you in your journey of preparedness. An online or downloadable emergency plan is available. Simply visit emberapp.com.au. That's www.emberapp.com.au. This Ember series of educational podcasts was funded by the Australian Government. Take care and be prepared.